This recording has been made to preserve a resemblance to the call of the hurya, one of our native birds which is believed extinct. Never abundant, the hurya inhabited the mountain ranges lying between the Wellington and Hawke's Bay provinces. To both the ornithologist and the layman, the hurya, with its straight bill on the male and its longer curved bill on the female, was an object of unusual interest. To the Maori, its ivory-tipped tail feathers were the prized emblem of chieftainship, and to snare the bird, they became experts in imitating its call. During the first decade of the present century, it became apparent to the New Zealand government and the museum authorities that the hurya would soon become extinct unless some steps were taken to obtain and preserve live specimens. To this end, several expeditions were sent to a heavily bushed area surrounding the Table Mountain, Aorangi, and the Mangatara stream in the northwestern portion of the Ruahine Range. These were guided by local Maoris experienced in giving hurya calls, the first expedition being led by Mr. Gregor McGregor about 1909. This expedition was accompanied by Mr. Henari Hamana and Utamati. There were two later expeditions led by Mr. Edgar Stead of Christchurch, one about 1909 or 1910 and another in 1912. These expeditions were accompanied by Messrs. Kohatu and Peherakingi of Mohongo. We are fortunate to have in the studio Mr. Henari Hamana, who accompanied Mr. Gregor McGregor to Aorangi about the year 1909. Mr. Henari Hamana will now give us his hurya calls. Let us imagine two birds are feeding on a rotten tree. After a while, the female climbs to the top of the tree and glides into the distance. The male bird calls with the following notes. The female answers. After this, the male replies. The male bird then joins the female, where they scratch amongst leaves. After feeding, they both climb to the top of a totara tree. And now, to complete the survey of the hurya, Mr. Hamana will repeat his calls. The male. Female.